Well, it's good to have you with us this morning, and we've made it through COVID phase one. What a crazy few weeks it has been. The pandemic has dramatically impacted all of our lives. Our city, our nation, actually most of the world shut down. Here at SBC, some things went on hold, others were stopped, others were adjusted, a lot went online. It's been quite an adventure these last few weeks. And now as both our province and our church move into phase two, I want to remind you of SBC's purpose, why we exist. SBC exists to partner with God on His redemptive, restorative mission of transforming lives and changing cities. Since the whole world is fallen, the whole world needs to be redeemed. Every last person, place, and organization. And the church is called by God to be on a restorative, redemptive mission with Him. We're called to participate in God's mission of setting all things right in this broken, fallen world. We are called by God to show and make known the good news of Jesus. We are called by God to bring life to this city and this region and the nation and beyond. At SBC, we're seeking to achieve that purpose by inspiring and equipping people to live 6-8 wherever they find themselves. Now, if you're new and you're watching online, you're wondering, what is 6-8 all about? Live 6-8 comes from the Old Testament verse of Micah 6:8. And it says in Micah 6:8, He has shown you, O mortal, O person, what is good and what does the Lord require of you? If you want to know what is good, if you want to know what God requires of you, here it is: to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. God wants us to love mercy and to act justly and to walk humbly with Him. Every person, our dream here is that every person at SBC would be walking humbly with Jesus every day their feet are on this planet. That each of us would daily be surrendering to King Jesus from a posture of humility. That each of us would be living out Romans 12:1, where it says, take your everyday, ordinary lives, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around lives, and place them before God as an offering. Everyone walking humbly with Jesus. Everyone loving mercy, compassionately loving people inside and outside the church. Developing the same heart passion that Jesus has. That each one of us would have a compassion for people like Jesus does. That we would love mercy. That we would act justly for the poor and the oppressed. That we would become deeply alive in worship. And then all of us would go out and help others do the same. In other words, SBC is seeking to be a movement of 6-8 living people who God is powerfully using to bring life to this city, to this region, and beyond. And that's why our vision is to be part of a great move of God that is seeing lives transformed, people healed, and communities changed. We talk about seeing 100 baptisms, 1,000 lives transformed, 10,000 lives impacted. And so as we journey into phase two of the COVID pandemic, let's see phase two as an amazing opportunity, not an overwhelming obstacle. God is repositioning His church, scattering His church into the city, unleashing His church to bring life to the city. I believe a great move of God is beginning. So let's seize the moment, church. Now I know you may be asking, well, what does all that mean for SBC? What is SBC going to look like over the next few months? Before I answer that question, let me share with you several guidelines we've been working within as we formulated our phase two response. Guideline number one is we know we need to continue to be inspiring and equipping people to live 6-8 in the realms of influence. Phase two is an opportunity for God to work through us to impact lives in this city like never before. Another guideline is we must be connecting people. People are craving connection today. We must be connecting people. We must remember, thirdly, that churches are high-risk settings for COVID-19 transmission. We've seen heartbreaking stories where churches have had outbreaks of COVID-19, and we don't want to be that church. Fourthly, our fourth guideline is we will use both biblical truth and available scientific knowledge to guide our decision making. And then fifthly, as a church, we want to do what we can to help the broader effort to contain the COVID-19 virus, which includes following government directives and guidelines. Currently in British Columbia, gatherings of up to 50 people with safe distancing can take place as long as the gathering space is big enough to allow for physical distancing. So we could have in our church a gathering of 50 people, as long as we can ensure physical distancing. In personal settings, in your house, you can have 2 to 6 people gather with you, meaning you could have 2 to 6 people from outside of your household onto your property or into your home. Working with those guidelines, as we planned out SBC's phase two response, we knew we would be planning for a scattered rather than a gathered model of church. We also knew that what we were planning would involve change and creativity and innovation and, yes, even sacrifice. Sacrifice because we're all going to have to give up, at least temporarily, some of the things we enjoy and cherish. Now, I'm going to go on just a brief tangent for a couple of minutes here because I think there's something we all need to understand. Loss causes people to grieve. And today people are grieving. They are grieving because they've experienced loss. The loss of being with others. The loss of being able to even hug someone else. The loss of a job. The loss of a business they built up. Some people struggled for years to build up a business, and now it's in shatters. Loss. Some of you are grieving actual loss of someone you loved. They passed away, and you haven't been able to grieve well with other people. Others are experiencing the loss of gathering together in an auditorium like this to worship with others. Everyone today is experiencing some level of loss. And loss brings grief. People today are grieving, and we need to understand that, and we need to journey with them through their grief. Now, with all of that in mind, let me show you what SBC is going to look like for the rest of 2020. Here's a picture on your screen right now. We have broken SBC up into 4 areas, if you will. Online services, home church, serve the city, and gathered events. So let's look at each one of those one at a time. I'm going to start with the first one, online services. Let's talk about online services. Unless something changes and the government loosens its current restrictions, we will not be gathering in our four services at our two campuses until the winter of this year at the earliest. Thus, we have decided to continue to make online services available on Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, we are going to do a live online service that's going to lead us to worship Jesus. It's going to equip us and teach us how to live 6-8, and it's going to share with us how God is working. I think it's really important in these days, as we are scattered, that we are sharing how God is working in and through SBC, and our Sunday services, in part, are going to do that. Now, some of you are saying, but what about the 50 gathering? We could have 50 people gather at each of our sites for our services. Well, it actually wouldn't be 50, because right now in this room there's probably 10 of us, so we'd only be able to have 40 people gathered here, and we'd have to include physical distancing, and it actually doesn't sound bad till you start to unwrap it and you think, well, what about children? Children don't do physical distancing. And then you start looking at a room like this and you go, having 35, 40 people in this room, all physically distanced, all wearing masks as they sing, it's probably not going to be a good experience. And then you just think about trying to remain physically distant when you come here. And again, we don't want to be that church. And so as we considered all our alternatives, we decided the best way forward is to stay online. And with that comes a time change. Starting June the 7th, 2 weeks from now, our service will no longer be at 9:15, it will be at 10 a.m. And there's a reason for that, and the reason I'm going to talk about in a few minutes is home church. And home church, you're going to be having people come to your home, or you're going to be going to someone's home, and they probably don't want you showing up at 9 o'clock. And so we're moving our service starting June 7th to 10 a.m. So online services will continue until we can gather the church back together. And that's probably not going to be until the late fall or winter. Second thing I want to talk about is the next area, which is our gathered ministries. Gathered ministries refer to those SBC events where up to 50 people could be gathered. These include events like youth ministry, and Steve Karadimas is working really hard to figure out how he can do youth ministries where youth gather on a Wednesday night together, how they can do their serve groups downtown, how they can have summer gatherings. And he's working at how you can do this, maintain physical distancing, and how you can have fun, play kickball and other things. And we're watching carefully what organizations like Soccer BC and Baseball BC are doing, and we're watching them, and we're taking our lead from them. And right now, they're waiting, too, to figure it all out. And so youth ministry is continuing online, and we're looking at ways that we can have a gathered youth ministry. Pub Theology is online right now. Probably at some point we'll also offer a gathered pub theology. In-building classes like Freedom Session will start again in the fall. Young adults ministry is continuing. Young adults, I just want to say, we need you. You are an important part of the church. We want to connect you. We want to build up our young adults ministry. If you have ways that we can do that, send us an email at office@sanagebaptist.org. You are an important part of our church. Prayer gatherings. We want to get people together to pray, because we need prayer right now as we move ahead. Kids ministry. Christina's looking at ways that we could have gathered events where the children that used to gather on Sundays could gather somehow and be together. And Christina's trying to figure that out. Retiree and friends lunches. We're hoping to resume those in the fall. Now understand, within building and on-site gatherings, we are following government and WorkSafe BC directives. And we have signage posted on our doors, and we'd ask you to please adhere to all our protocols and rules so we can keep everyone safe. So we've got online services. We've got gathered ministries. Then we've got what we've called Serve the City initiatives. Serve the City initiatives are those activities where we reach beyond our wall to bless and serve our city and our region. Activities like Living Edge Market that happens Thursday at our CPC campus. And thank you to Jason the Farmer and Cisco Foods and the Sydney Kiwanis Club and others who have been resourcing that market well, because the demand for that market has never been higher. And we're so thankful we get to serve the peninsula in that way. Cobb's Bread continues on Friday night, where we get the bread from Cobb's Bread left over from the day, and we distribute it out around the city. Serve the City events are coming up. If you've been part of Sandwich for any length of time, you know we often have a Serve the City Saturday in May or early June, where hundreds of us go all over the city and we serve. And we're still planning to do that type of event, only it's going to be a little bit different this year. What we're going to do, and Rick's working on this right now, is get two or three house churches together and have them go out and serve in their region. You'll hear more about that in coming weeks. And then Serve the City Back to School Edition will happen in the late summer, and Rick will be giving us more information about that. Tutoring is starting at the tribal school, and Steve Karadimas is going out online and tutoring. We're also looking to start tutoring next door at Churchill Estates. Rather than have our kids program this summer, where we have soccer camp and kids come from all over and we have soccer camp, we're not able to do that this year. But what Christina's working at doing is having a summer program that is dispersed throughout the city, where families run the program in their neighborhood for their neighborhood kids. And you'll be hearing more about that in the coming weeks. Car care for single parents will be back this fall. And let's not forget Adopt Your Block. Church, this is the time. This is the time for us to be adopting our blocks and adopting our workplaces. People have needs. People are looking for hope. And this is the time for the church to rise up, for all of us to rise up and adopt our blocks and adopt our neighborhoods and adopt our workplaces. And let me also say, we're constantly looking for ways to expand how we serve and bless our city. And if you've got ideas or you know of needs, I want to encourage you to send those ideas or those needs into our office. Email them to us at office@sandwichbaptist.org. Serve the City focuses on our region and our city. But I just want to take a moment and go on a little bit of a global tangent and give you a couple of updates. Mission San Quintin is our mission in Mexico, in a place called Vicente Guerrero. It's 4 hours south of Tijuana on the Baja. And we have an active ministry down there. Tom and Lily Card give leadership to it. And they have had to change how they've been doing ministry as well. There will be no teams going down to MSQ until 2021. Work with at-risk children and teens has changed. And rather than doing the soccer programs, Oscar and some of the other staff of the Dream Center down there are going out into the neighborhood. The Sewing Club made masks for the hospital and beyond, and made masks and gave out masks. Breakfast clubs where we used to have children who needed breakfast come and gather for breakfast in multiple locations is changed. And MSQ has partnered with a local restaurant and they make burritos and they're taken out and given to the children at their homes. Good things are happening down in Mexico. Young men are deciding to follow Jesus and are being discipled. But they're having to change how they do ministry as well. So can I encourage you to be praying for Tom and Lily Card? Can I encourage you to be praying for Rick Boomer, who's the chairman of our MSQ board, as they guide this ministry during these difficult times? Also, many of you know, if you're part of our SBC family, that Jeremy and Leah Cron, who are missionaries in Tanzania, have been back here in Victoria for the last few weeks. And they've been living at one location, but that location is no longer available to them. And they have to move to another place. And they found a house to move into, but the house is empty. It has no furniture. And they need some furniture for their 5-member family. And if you can help them out, I want to encourage you to contact our office. Email us at office@sanishbaptist.org, and we will get the Crons in touch with you because we want to help bless that family the best we can. So three areas so far: online services continuing until the winter. Gathered ministries, we're going to be pushing those out slowly over the next few months. We'll move from some online to more in-person ministries as long as we can follow the guidelines. Thirdly, serve the city. We're going to continue to serve the city in numerous different ways, individually and collectively. And then the fourth area I want to talk about this morning is home church. We all need human contact. The pandemic has shown us that. As I mentioned earlier, people are craving connection. And we're now allowed in our personal settings to gather with 2 to 6 people from outside of our own households. And because of that, SBC is going to move to a home church model for at least the next 6 months. The idea of home church is nothing new. It's actually something that's very old. Acts 20:20, Paul says this: "I never shrank from telling you the truth, either publicly or in your homes." Paul also said in Romans 16 this: "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets in their house." The believers in Philippi met in homes, including Lydia's. The church of Colossae met in a home. Home church is the body of Christ in ordinary houses. And here at SBC, we want to seek to inspire and equip people to live 6-8 through the Acts 2 model of home church. It says in Acts 2 this: "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need." The early church gathered in large groups in places like Solomon's temple colonnade. They also gathered in homes, typically between 10 to 15 people. And they met to learn from the apostles, for fellowship, for prayer, to meet needs and to break bread. And breaking bread there meant that they would have a meal. And at the end of the meal, they would celebrate communion together. They would take communion together. And that is the model we're going to follow for the next several months at least. You and those in your home, plus 2 to 6 other people. And it needs to be the same people every week. And let me also say, you need to be ready. Ready to have people into your home, ready to go to someone else's home. If you're elderly, if you've got health concerns, I want to encourage you to exercise caution. We're not telling you you have to be in a home church. We don't want to pressure you to be in a home church. We're simply giving you an opportunity. You need to be ready. And as you're ready and willing, you will gather in a home with the same people each week to watch the service online, to sing together, to pray together as the service goes on, to listen to the sermon. Then afterwards, you'll spend some time discussing how you can live out the teaching in your daily life. You'll pray together. You'll enjoy time together. If you're comfortable, you'll have a meal together. If you're comfortable, you'll break bread together. You'll meet needs together, both needs in your group, needs of people you know, and needs of those outside our church. We want to create house churches or home churches all over this city. And we're going to start organically on June 7th. And what I mean by that is this. When we talk about starting organically, we're talking about this. We want you to take your own initiative to either go to someone's home, like say, hey, talk to a friend and say, hey, do you want to have a home church? Do you want to come to our home? Do you want us to come to your home? Start organically with you saying, yes, I want to host a home church. I'm going to invite 2 to 6 people into my house. We're ready. They're ready. We're going to come together. And so we want to start it very organically with the church doing it self-initiated. Then what we want to do after that is we want to assist those that want to get into a home church who have not yet been invited into a home church to get into one. And so we want to start organically. We'll let that go organically for a couple of weeks. We'll let people just self-initiate creating home churches. And then after that, those of you that have not yet got into a home church, we'll help you get into one. We're going to have resources available to equip and help you as you get started on your home church journey. We're creating guidelines for home churches. In other words, if you want to be a home church of SBC, here are some broad guidelines you need to follow. And let me just say this. Our home church model is going to allow for a lot of flexibility. There will be freedom for each home church to decide, like, when they're going to meet. Maybe your home church won't meet Sunday morning. Maybe you'll meet Wednesday night and watch the service and go through the home church elements on a Wednesday night, if that's better. Maybe it'll be Sunday night. Maybe it'll be Saturday night. There's going to be a lot of freedom. What we're giving you with our home church is a model with elements, not a program. Now, you may be asking right now, but I'm already in a small group. Well, Lindsay's going to be contacting our small group leaders, and our hope is this, that small groups would become home churches. And if your small group, say, is 12 people right now, that for the time being, your home church, your small group would split up. And 6 of you would go to one home, 6 of you would go to another home. And then as the numbers increase, as the government says, you can have 10 or 12 people into your personal home now, that we would put those groups back together. But our hope is that small groups would become home churches. And so there you have it, the 4 quadrants of SBC for 2020. Online services, gathered ministries will be starting slowly, we'll be pushing them out, in-person gatherings. 3rd, home churches starting June 7th. That's why we're moving the time to 10 a.m. Invite some people over if you're comfortable. Number 4, serve the city initiatives where we're reaching out. And that's what Saanich Baptist Church is going to look like for the rest of 2020. Now, there's a couple of things yet to be determined. One is how best to use our buildings. We're going to be using our buildings for gathered events like youth ministry, for classes. And we're going to be offering our buildings to our community selectively so they can use it as they need to. We're also, the other question people have been asking me, what about Victoria Dream Center? It was moving ahead and everything just kind of stopped like everything else did. And if you're aware, First Nations communities have kind of locked themselves down to maintain their health, which is a good thing. And so we're in the process of determining next steps. What's it going to look like for Victoria Dream Center to move ahead? And just before I close, I want to give a few shout-outs. Shout-out number one is to the staff and the leadership board. Thank you, staff, for just turning everything around on a dime. From going that this is how we do ministry, oops, now we got to do ministry like this. You have worked hard, you have worked tirelessly, and I want to say thank you for the way that you have turned the church and turned your ministries from what you were doing to what we had to do doing phase one, and now you're doing it again as we move to phase two. So thank you. Thank you to the leadership board for giving leadership. Thank you to our administrative and finance teams for working so hard behind the scenes during these days. And thank you, too, for our online team. You can't see them here, but they're in the back of the room. And especially to Matt and Jim, who have worked so hard to get us online, along with Kim and Lindsay Weiss. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done. And to all of you, to all of the SBC family, thank you for your patience. Thank you for journeying well through phase one, and I look forward to what phase two is going to bring us. Here are some next steps that you can take this week. Number one, pray. Continue to pray 5-5-5 for five people, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Continue to pray about where we're headed as a church. Pray about being involved in a home church. If you're thinking of hosting a home church, pray about who you would invite. Can I say this? When you think of inviting people to your home church, don't just think of people at SBC. Think of your neighbors and your friends who don't go to church. People are much more likely to come into your home and be part of a home church than they are to walk into the building on a Sunday. Your friends, your neighbors who don't go to church are much more likely to come into your home than they are to come into our church building. So pray about that. And then talk. Talk to your spouse, your family, about how you can be involved as we move through phase two. Are you ready to be part of a home church, either go to one or host one? How can you adopt your block as a family? How can you show God's love and grace to those around you? We're in a new normal. Lineups are a new normal. Doing life is a new normal. How can we show love and grace to people in the new normal? Now, I'm sure after everything I've said, there's questions. And if you have questions, here's what I want you to do. Email them in to office@sanagebaptist.org. Email your questions to sanagebaptist.org, and Lindsay and I will answer them next week on the pre-show or whatever. What are we calling this? Well, the pre-thing that Kim and Lindsay did this morning, whatever we're calling it, we have to find. What is it? Live host. Apparently it's live host. Okay, so next week on live host, I will answer them along with Lindsay. Next week, I'm going to share from Acts 2. So we can get a better picture of what those early Christ followers did when they met together in homes. Because we're modeling our home church after Acts 2. And so we need to understand exactly what they did when they got together in homes. And so I'm going to be talking about that next week. Let me close with this. God is repositioning his church, scattering his church into the city, unleashing his church to bring life to the city. I believe a great move of God is beginning. So let's seize the moment, church. Let's seize the moment. Let me pray. Father, thank you for how you're faithfully leading us. And as we move into phase two, I pray you'll continue to guide us. Continue to guide Kim as she creates these services. Guide us as we have wisdom about opening up for gathered events like youth ministry, classes, prayer gatherings, kids gatherings. Father, guide us with wisdom about timing, about how to creatively do that. Father, thank you that we get to serve the city so well, because you've empowered us and you've worked through us to do that. Father, continue to resource Living Edge Market. Thank you for Cobb's Bread and their heart to serve, and that we get to partner with them. God, as we look at serving the city activities with home churches and the back-to-school edition, as we look at all the other activities we're doing around this city, as we seek to reach out, guide them. Give us creativity. Show us new opportunities to reach this city with your love and grace. Father, we pray for Tom and Lily down in Mexico. Give them wisdom as they guide, as they direct, as they've had to change everything too. Father, we pray for the Cron family. We thank you for their faithfulness over the years. Father, we just pray that you'll supply their need right now. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be like the early church, to go into people's homes and to be together and enjoy being together and worship together and pray together and eat a meal together and even break bread together. Thank you for this incredible opportunity you're giving us. God, I pray that all over the city, home churches will rise up. And they will shine brightly in their neighborhoods for you. Thank you for the opportunity we have to walk with you in these days. Guide us, direct us. Thank you that you are a faithful God. In Jesus' name, amen.